Welcome back to chapter 39. This is on Asian clearing unit. Since we are on the topic of clearing houses, this is one more clearing union which Government of India or RBI has entered into, and therefore we are covering this. So the Asian clearing unit or ACU was established with its head office in Tehran, which is obviously in Iran. It's an initiative of United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia PAC or ESCAPE. It's a step towards regional cooperation, and this is a system for clearing payments among the member countries. Central banks and monetary authorities of Iran, India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Myanmar are the members of ACU. So all transactions to be cleared through ACU are handled by AD banks, which is authorized dealers, banks as authorized dealers. Authorized dealer banks are permitted to freely enter into correspondent banking arrangements, and AD can open ACU dollar account in the name of all banks in all member countries including Pakistan without prior approval of RBI. Asian Monetary Unit is a common unit of an account of ACU and equivalent to USD. It is also called as ACU dollar because it is same. All instruments of payments are denominated in AMU and settlement through ACU dollar accounts. The settlement through account maintained with participating banks in participating country. So what can AD do? AD can settle commercial and other eligible transactions in the same manner as a normal foreign exchange transaction. For settlement, authorized dealer banks can open an ACU dollar account with the branch of the correspondent bank in their respective country. The term ACU dollar is used in order to identify use of US dollar in relation to ACU transactions. There is no distinction in value wise between ACU dollar and US dollar. Settlement mechanism. So RBI undertakes to receive and pay US dollar from or to authorized dealer for purpose of funding or repatriating excess liquidity in ACU dollar account maintained by AD in participating countries. RBI also receives and delivers US dollar amount for absorbing liquidity or for funding the ACU dollar Vostro accounts maintained by AD on behalf of their overseas correspondent. Funding to ACU dollar accounts is maintained with correspondent bank in another ACU participating country will continue to be affected by RBI only after receiving intimation that equivalent US dollar is credited to its account with Federal Reserve Bank of New York by AD Bank on the value date. Similarly, RBI will continue to arrange for payments from its account with Federal Bank in New York to pay to the correspondent of AD in New York in case it receives the intimation of surrender of surplus funds to other participating central bank on behalf of the bank of in India. So what are the transactions which are eligible under ACU? It is from resident in territory of one of the participant to another. So customers or investors of one country to another country. Current international transactions as defined in Agreement of International Monetary Fund permitted by a country in which payee resides. It should be FEMA complied payments. Export-import transaction between ACU member countries on deferred payment terms. Payments which are not eligible under ACU is payments between Nepal, Bhutan and India. Exception being made in case of goods imported from India by an importer resident in Nepal who has been permitted by National Rashtriya Bank to make payment in foreign exchange. Such payments may be settled in ACU mechanism. Payments which are not in current international transactions as defined by IMF except to the extent mutually agreed upon by RBI and other participants, and payments which are declared by ACU to be ineligible for being channeled through the clearing facility. So it's a very top small approach towards what's ACU. It's very limited in the overall context of a retail bank, but since we were on the topic of clearing house, ACU was also discussed. So thank you for your time.